Teresa, you are calling from Cyprus. What is causing you anxiety?
Well, yes, it is causing me some anxiety, but I'm leaving it up to God. But it's actually my son who has the most anxiety of anybody I've ever known, because he knows he is going to hell if he should die, because he will not, he does not believe that God exists. So he was raised as a Christian, so he knows that if he does not accept Christ as a Savior, he is going to hell. And, I just kind of wanted your reaction to that.
Well, I'll give you my reaction, but first, let's talk about your anxiety. Because I imagine, as a loving mother, Teresa, you feel anxious because you see your son in pain and struggling, that emotional, psychological struggle, saying, okay, I know God doesn't exist, and because that, I must be going to hell. Now, again, the logic isn't quite there, but he's in pain. What are you doing about yourself? When you see your son, what are you doing to lessen your anxiety?
Well, the Lord says, be anxious for nothing, but in all things in prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known. So I'm not anxious. I mean, really.
But you said you were anxious. You see your son in pain, struggling. You said it was causing you anxiety. And I'm quite familiar with the verse you quoted, and I agree with you. But what are you doing? How do you communicate to your son this peace that you feel, this love that you feel?
I can't. He won't accept it. He won't accept it at all. He's agnostic.
He won't accept.
He does not know. No, he will not accept the fact that the God could exist.
I'm just asking you about how you present yourself to him. Are you a calm and loving presence in his life?
Am I a calm and loving presence? Well, that's a good one. Yeah, I should be a calm and loving presence in his life. That's right. He can't handle it, so that's why.
Wait a second.
Sure.
I bet, Teresa, you sound like a lovely person, and I know you care deeply for your son. But I bet your son could handle your calm and your love.
Okay.
What do you think? Yeah.
Well, the reason he can't handle it is because he knows it's true. If he does not accept Christ as his Savior, he is going to hell. But he doesn't want to believe it, so he doesn't want to give up his sin. So he just says, I'm not sure that there's a God, so, you know. But if there is, I guess I'm going to hell.
So how are you modeling God's love and grace in his life?
That's a tough one, because he doesn't want me to model God's love and grace in his life.
It's not up to him. It's up to you. It's up to you, Teresa.
Yeah, that's true.
You're not going to let him tell you to be anxious, right? Because you understand the love of God. That love and that peace should just be flowing through you, whether he wants it to or not.
True. Okay. That's true. Okay.
So how could you be that loving, calm, grace-filled presence in his life? I want to lead you a little bit with this, okay? And again, you're the parent. Ultimately, the decisions you make are up to you. And I know you're doing the very best you can. But I want to suggest that maybe you help to move him away from, unless, son, you say that Jesus Christ is Lord, you're going straight to hell. I want you to speak about God's love and grace and mercy. I want you to speak to him and acknowledge his fears. Because I wonder, Teresa, if he's just feeling that he's unworthy. And the message of the gospel isn't that you and I are worthy and we deserve heaven based on what we do. As you know, it's based on God's decision to make everything right, to make us right. And when you communicate that unconditional love to him, I think you're more God's loving, grace-filled presence in his life. What would that look like for you, Teresa?
Well, I disagree with you. If we don't accept God's love and Christ's gift of death on the cross, then we are bound for hell. We must accept that Christ died for our sins.
Teresa, do you want to hold on for a minute?
Sure.
Okay, I got to take a little break, but I want to pick this up because I want to talk about your position in this story. Okay, so I appreciate your willingness to hold on. We're going to talk to Teresa, and we're going to talk about calming the anxious mind next.
Welcome back to the Joe Sikora Show on Relevant Radio. Have a question? Give Joe a call. 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149. Joe Sikora on Relevant Radio.
All right, we are talking about the tools to calm the anxious mind. And if you're just tuning in, Teresa was so good as to stay with us. And Teresa, again, I very much appreciate you staying here with us. You are saying that you're worried about your son. Your son actually feels a great deal of anxiety because he says, I know there's not a God, and because of that, I'm going to hell. Again, the logic doesn't quite make sense. But I was asking you about your anxiety because you said, look, maybe I'm a little anxious because anybody who doesn't believe and profess the name of Jesus is going to hell. And where I kind of wanted to keep going back is, Teresa, what is your presence in his life? Are you calm? Are you at peace? Are you living that grace-filled life? Are you communicating that love to him? Because I would think that if he's feeling all that anxiety because he thinks he's going to hell, you too are feeling anxious because he's not saying those words. Correct?
Well, he will go to hell if he does not accept Christ.
Is that causing you anxiety? Is that causing you anxiety?
Well, yeah.
And what are you doing about your anxiety?
Praying. Just pray for him. That's what I do.
What are you doing for your anxiety?
What am I? That's what I'm asking you. What should I be doing? I don't know.
I think you need to focus on the love, the mercy, and the grace of God. You know, Jesus, as I reflect on the gospel stories and Jesus, whether he was meeting the woman at the well who was married like 18 times, I'm just kidding, I'm exaggerating, 6 times and living with the dude, whether he was talking about the tax collectors, whoever it was, he just presented them with himself. And it was his love, it was his calm, it was his willingness to meet people exactly where they were. That's what transformed lives. He didn't say to them, believe in me, you're going straight to the hot place. He said, believe in me and you will have life, life in abundance. And I think there's too much focus, in my opinion, Teresa, I think there's too much focus on him saying the right words so that he doesn't go to hell. And I think if you're just that loving presence in his life, when he sees you live with grace and peace, when he acknowledges and sees that you confess and admit your own sinfulness, and that but by the grace of God, you too would be going to hell. I think when he sees and hears you talk about these messages of grace, that the anxiety will calm down. And his heart will be primed to say, yes, Lord, I hear you call, and I'll respond. That's what I think. What do you think, Teresa?
I don't know. He's pretty indoctrinated with Buddhism.
Well, Teresa, I know there's a lot of good Buddhists, and I know if it weren't but by the grace of God, that you and I would not be joining the Lord in eternity either. And I think God wants you, Teresa, to look at your life and find those areas that are upsetting to you, that are anxious, that are fearful. And I think it would be more productive for you to have that conversation with your son and saying, you know what, I get fear. I consider God's judgment and know that I'm not going to really hold up based on what I'm doing. I know that I don't deserve this, but I just trust in his grace and his mercy. And that's what brings me peace. My thought, Teresa. You're a good person. You'll figure it out. But you called, asked my opinion, and that's it. Do appreciate your call a lot.